WEAA On Assignment, a look at the arts, culture, and enterprise in and around our city. Reported and produced by students of the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State University. Support for WEAA On Assignment comes from PNC.
It's that season again, and one local area nonprofit is helping young women attend their prom in style. The Priceless Gown Project, an organization founded in 2004, has a mission to help young women attend their prom who would not ordinarily be able to finance the experience on their own.
An event such as this is really important for the community because it brings everyone together. And in spite of all of the negative attention that Baltimore City and Baltimore County has been experiencing over the past few years, this particular event brings together a lot of wonderful students, adults who are, you know, women, and other resources and vendors to help young people and defray the cost of prom for their families.
Held at the Lord Baltimore Hotel, the Priceless Gown Project provides Maryland and DC high school girls with free prom dresses, accessories, and giveaways. Sponsors such as McCormick, DSW Shoes, Luster's Products, and 92Q Jams helped to service the 400 plus attendees who made the trip.
It's very important because everybody's in a financial crisis right now. You know, just trying to keep your head above water is the main thing. And when extra things come along, these kind of programs really do help.
Prom is like a milestone in life for girls, and it's so important that they find a dress that makes them feel comfortable and beautiful, and this is so helpful to them.
First of all, when I was in high school, I literally went to prom by myself. I found my dress by myself, so I think this event is super dope because it brings women together to do this process together. You don't have to do it alone. You know, my mom was an older mom, so she wasn't really into the prom situation, so I think it's super dope to be around your colleagues, to be around some older women with style, to help you find a dress, and on top of that, it's free. You can't really beat that.
I hope that the girls take away something that, and whenever they're in a situation of being like unfortunate, they can kind of take that and deposit that same type of energy out into the community themselves, where they want to give back, you know, help people who may be in a situation. You just never know what somebody's going through at that moment, and at that stage in their life where they may need some assistance and need outside resources. So this is definitely something that I think that they should hold on to, because they never know, the same way that they're being blessed today, that they could be a blessing to someone else.
More information about the project can be found by contacting Katanya Lester at 443-296-2075. I'm Adam Ford, reporting for WEAA On Assignment.
This has been an installment of WEAA On Assignment with support from PNC.